Hello, I'm Temesgan Devesai with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees must be shut down. A number of donor countries have suspended their funding of the agency in response to accusations by Israel that at least 12 UNRWA members of staff took part in the October the 7th attack by Hamas. Sebastian Usher reports.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that UNRWA is the backbone of all humanitarian work in Gaza. But according to the Israeli Prime Minister, it's totally infiltrated with Hamas. Speaking to a group of UN ambassadors in Jerusalem, Mr. Netanyahu said that it needed to be replaced. The heads of other UN aid agencies have warned of catastrophic consequences for the people of Gaza as a result of a suspension of funding by many of UNRWA's key donors.
Palestinian health officials say the situation at the two main hospitals in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza is becoming desperate. Both have run out of food, and the spokesman for the Hamas-run health ministry said wounded patients might soon start dying. U.S. senators have accused the heads of some of the world's biggest social media companies of willfully failing to protect children from sexual exploitation. In one exchange, the Republican, Lindsey Graham, told Meta's Mark Zuckerberg he had blood on his hands. Noamia Iqbal is in Washington.
Social media platforms are being increasingly scrutinised because there's growing evidence, Congress says, that suggests that excessive use and the proliferation of harmful content is damaging young people's mental health. Just to give you the sort of quick stat, in 2007 there were hearings held in Congress to address the very same issue, rising reports of online child abuse. At the time, a law enforcement investigator said, I quote, they were overwhelmed, underfunded and drowning in the tidal wave of tragedy. And that year, tech companies reported 100,000 reports of illegal material. Last year, they reported 36.2 million.
Mr. Zuckerberg and peers from TikTok, Snap, X and Discord insisted they already had robust systems in place and were investing billions in trust and safety. The United Nations says 18 million people in Sudan are facing an acute hunger crisis as the civil war rages across the country. Camilla Mills reports.
A senior UN official told the BBC that in Darfur alone, 150,000 children would die if they didn't receive simple food packages. Anthony Spalton also said there had been a 400% increase in reports of grave violations against children in Darfur, including killing, recruitment into the armed forces, and rape. The UN says that at least 13,000 people are known to have died since the conflict broke out in April, but the actual number is believed to be higher.
Camilla Mills reporting. World News from the BBC. The Cuban government has announced it's delaying an unpopular five-fold increase in fuel prices hours before it was due to take effect. The economy vice minister, Mildred Granadillo, attributed the decision to a cyber attack on the computer systems used for marketing fuels. In an interview with Cuba's state television channel, she said the attack had come from abroad. The FBI has said it's dismantled a cyber hacking network, which it said had been targeting U.S. infrastructure on behalf of the Chinese government. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, told a committee the Vol Typhoon network had been preparing to cause real-world harm. He said it had been carrying reconnaissance of services such as communications, power and water treatment. China has rejected claims that it sponsors such groups. The U.S. aviation authorities have warned Americans to avoid pointing lasers at airplanes after a record number of incidents were reported by pilots last year. Most happen at night during takeoffs and landings and risk temporarily blinding the pilots. The paper napkin on which the 13-year-old Lionel Messi signed his first contract with Barcelona Football Club is to go up for auction in March for a starting price of just over $380,000. The napkin carries a commitment from then-Barca director Carles Reixac to sign the Argentine teenager. Tom Bailey reports.
The pivotal moment in football history came in December 2000 when Barcelona's sporting director invited Messi's father to lunch after he'd raised concerns at the lack of response following his son's trials at the club. Written in blue ink, the agreement went on to be ratified by the club's president and was formally signed that same night. A month later, the club completed the signing of the teenager, who would go on to become one of the greatest players of all time.
BBC News.